Iowa Republicans pass heartbeat bill, abortionists sue before governor's signature. By Catherine Hamilton on July 12, 2023. Iowa Republicans passed a bill late Tuesday evening to protect the unborn from abortion once a heartbeat can be detected, which is around 6 weeks of pregnancy. The measure passed mostly along party lines after a one-day special legislative session called by Republican Governor Kim Reynolds. The bill includes exceptions for rape, incest, the life of the mother, miscarriages, and fetal abnormalities deemed by a physician to be incompatible with life. Reynolds issued a statement of celebration moments after lawmakers passed the bill and pledged to sign the legislation into law on Friday. Today, the Iowa legislature once again voted to protect life and end abortion at a heartbeat, with exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother, Reynolds said. The Iowa Supreme Court questioned whether this legislature would pass the same law they did in 2018, and today they have a clear answer. The voices of Iowans and their democratically elected representatives cannot be ignored any longer, and justice for the unborn should not be delayed. As a pro-life governor, I am also committed to continuing policies to support women in planning for motherhood, promote the importance of fatherhood, and encourage strong families. Our state and country will be stronger because of it, she continued. Members of the pro-life movement praised lawmakers for acting swiftly on the will of the people. Iowans recognize the humanity of unborn children with beating hearts and won't rest until they are protected. We thank the legislature for acting swiftly on the will of the people. We're especially grateful to Governor Reynolds for calling this special session and her tireless leadership in the fight for life over the years. These protections will save lives, Adam Schwend, Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America's Western Regional Director said in a statement. We thank all our allies, including Senators Amy Sinclair and Jack Whitaker, Speaker Pat Grassley, and Reps. Shannon Lundgren and Matt Winskeitel, who persisted to get this vital bill across the finish line, and we eagerly await Governor Reynolds signing it into law, Schwend added. The legislative session featured hours of impassioned pleas from legislators and members of the public, in both support of and opposition to the measure, NBC News reported. Democratic legislators and reproductive rights groups held large protests in the state capitol throughout the day, with chants audible during several committee sessions where the bill was discussed, according to the report. Not even 12 hours after lawmakers passed the bill, Iowa abortionists and the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, filed a lawsuit challenging the abortion limit. Today, we continue the fight to protect Iowans' fundamental right to reproductive freedom and bodily autonomy as we seek a temporary injunction to block the egregious abortion ban Iowa lawmakers rammed through during an unprecedented one-day special session. Ruth Richardson, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood North Central States, said in a statement Wednesday. These out-of-touch politicians have inserted themselves into the exam rooms of Iowans, who no longer have control over their bodies and futures because of an unpopular, narrow political agenda, Richardson added. NBC News noted the bill is nearly identical to a 6-week limit that was permanently blocked after an Iowa Supreme Court ruling last month. The split decision effectively allowed the lower court's ruling blocking the law to remain in effect, the report states. If the new law is enacted after Reynolds signs it, it is likely to face some of the same legal roadblocks, but the outcome could be different with a full state Supreme Court issuing a decision.